Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now let's join Dr. Arlene.
Welcome to the 94th episode of Win Without Competing. Executive leaders, boost your brand. 5 unique branding strategies to choreograph success. As a business and career strategist who coaches leaders from coast to coast, I have observed that those leaders who are highly successful have the ability to change their behavior quickly. They recognize that rigidity is the enemy of creativity. As a behavioral educational psychologist, I encourage leaders to work with me who are open to changing their behavior. To achieve unparalleled success, behavioral change is necessary. As a leader, you must brand yourself to lead. To do that, ask yourself the following questions to determine the right fit opportunity. 1. Do I want to lead a company from startup to stardom as an employee or entrepreneur? 2. Do I want to intervene at a specific stage of a company's evolution? Here are 4 stages of evolution that I have identified. Starting up, putting the pieces in place. Struggling, tottering, and uncertain about next steps. Stagnating, stuck, and no definitive plan. Sprinting, moving at top speed, but not necessarily reaching the goals. Some leaders excel in leading a company from startup to stardom and can do this over and over. Others excel in specific stages of the evolutionary process, such as starting up. Know thyself. Pursue that which you are convinced is truly the right fit so that your leadership will make a positive impact. 3. Do I want to be a leader in a company that has the following kinds of specs, which would include size, industry, location? Obviously, you're going to have to describe what you have in mind for each of those parameters. And, of course, there are more. Some leaders are extraordinarily precise, and I'd like to see you be precise as well. The more definitive you can be about what you want and match to that, you will see that this will make you extremely happy. Whether you are a CEO, COO, CFO, Executive VP, Senior VP, VP, or Director, do not compare and contrast opportunities when searching for a new position. Instead, carefully craft a blueprint based on what you learned about yourself by answering questions 1, 2, 3, and 4. To reduce the risk of accepting the wrong fit position, it is necessary to select the opportunity that matches your blueprint. Think of yourself as an architect who designs homes. If your client needs 4 bedrooms, you are not going to create a blueprint that has 2 bedrooms. When conducting a job search, you are the architect who creates the blueprint of the right fit position. Be as detailed as you can. You would be amazed how many employees move to cities in which they do not really want to live and then call me to discuss what to do. Figure things out before you accept a position. Often, candidates compare and contrast opportunities and then select the wrong fit. Why? They are asking the wrong question to make the right fit decision. The question you must ask is, does the opportunity match the criteria in my blueprint? If the match is not 100%, figure out if you can fix the fit before you accept the position. Remember that all your requirements cannot be weighted equally. Carefully reflect on the criteria in your blueprint. You don't, for example, want to accept a position with a compensation package that is the wrong fit, thinking that you will fix it later. If I hear some laughter in the background, you would be surprised. There are people who do this, even if you do not. Make no assumptions. It's up to you to capture the right fit opportunity with no regrets. 5 unique branding strategies to choreograph success. Every leader must have a distinct, intriguing, and recognizable brand. The decision-making process is a significant component of a leader's brand. I created 5 unique decision-making branding strategies which are essential to choreograph success. Depending on the leadership position you hold, your implementation of these strategies will vary, maintaining your unique brand. So even though other people could be using these, you will still be unique. The first decision-making strategy. Use the standard of the right fit to make all decisions. The word best is constantly used to make decisions. If you compare and contrast 2 rotten apples and pick one, you still have a rotten apple. If you do that in a job situation, you will pick the wrong job. The only way to determine a right fit is to create a blueprint of the right fit and match to that blueprint. The second decision-making strategy, streamline hiring process to focus on right fits. Hiring and retaining right fit employees is indicative of effective leaders. The first step is hiring right fits. I placed 40 candidates in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada with the founding editor-in-chief of WebMD, Tom Lombardo. I was his exclusive search consultant. In the foreword to my book, Win Without Competing, Lombardo says, Dr. Barrow walked me through her method, which she named the right fit. We talked at great length and arrived at a blueprint of the right fit for different positions that were open. So in other words, because we had an array of positions at all different levels, including a president position, we had to create a right fit blueprint for each type of position. He further said, I didn't need to see lots of candidates and select the best among them, and I saved an enormous amount of time. Without those right fit candidates, I would not have been successful. And then he said, together we built WebMD. Virgil Holder, former director of employment services at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, founded by Danny Thomas, said that they are proud of the 100% retention rate of the stellar candidates that I placed at St. Jude. Focus on hiring and retaining right fits and watch your brand soar along with company profits. The third decision-making strategy, make no assumptions, open those doors. It is common practice to make erroneous assumptions and then make decisions based on those erroneous assumptions. Verify assumptions prior to making decisions, thereby eliminating or reducing the risk of making the wrong fit decisions. Texting and emailing are used for a variety of purposes, including negotiations. What inherent erroneous assumptions are you making when you do this? Think about this very carefully before you engage in negotiations and other important transactions via texting and email. There is no substitute for face-to-face and the phone. Conversations face-to-face and by phone are, in my opinion, the right approach for negotiations. The fourth decision-making strategy. Establish controls to maintain high standards and reduce the risk of unexpected challenges. Standards have substantially declined, whether it is customer service, product quality, or employee and employer performance. The expectations need to be changed and controls must be created and implemented. Leaders on an ongoing basis should be evaluating standards and creating effective financial and operational controls to maintain those standards. Prevent problems instead of treating them. The fifth decision-making strategy. See the unseen, hear the unspoken. To become a great leader, you need insight. You must see what others do not see and hear what others do not say. If you can do both, you can figure out with whom you're dealing and use these skills to make right fit decisions. As a child, my dad taught me how to see the unseen and hear the unspoken. You can learn how to do this too. All five decision-making strategies have had a significant positive impact on my own career success and that of my clients. You really can choreograph success. To discuss your own needs, including what do I really want to do next, i.e. employee or entrepreneur, should I change positions or fix the fit? How do I go about implementing the five unique branding strategies to choreograph success? What do I need to do to create a distinct, intriguing, and recognizable brand? At Barrow Global Search, Inc., which I founded in 2003, we have developed the tools to determine your current core identity, evaluate your brand, and work with you to create a distinct, intriguing, and recognizable brand to incorporate all your communications. So in other words, you want to have the same consistent brand in all of your communications. We also know how to assess a potential opportunity to determine if it is the right fit for you. Our company is founded on the right fit method. Learn more about it. To speak with Dr. Arlene, call 310-443-4277. We are located in Westwood, adjoining UCLA, at 10940 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1600, Los Angeles, California, 90024. Visit BarrowGlobal.com, WinWithoutCompeting.com, DrBarrow.com. Remember this trigger tip, brand to lead. Thank you for joining me today. Goodbye for now. Dr. Arlene.